水。
Station. You looking for me, sir? One station, you down in the weeds just a little bit. I think I heard, am I going down to somebody's house for Christmas? Is that what I heard? 4NUE, clear.
Hope I got it better this time. You going to Stephen's house this Christmas?
Cliff from up there, actually. I went by and, oh, well, I shouldn't have said that. I dropped off a Christmas present, and I probably spoiled it for my cousin. Oh, well. but, no, I just left from up there.
Oh, my goodness. I was just wondering if you were going.
Yeah. Already been. I'm up there 2 or 3 times a week. But all the kids are home from Christmas and all. So I just ran up there today for a little bit and came on back to the house. But I'll get up with him after Christmas. Are you going up there?
4ULP.
It's go, but yeah, he takes me a while about all what he's doing to his church and everything. He said he should make a YouTube video. KJ48, go ahead there, Steve.
He's got some trees there that come off of the property when, I think when Grandma was still alive, there were some apple trees there along the road, and the county come in there and cut them down. And I think he's collected the wood, got it in there in the barn. He's got quite a bit of it back there, and every year he smokes a turkey off of the apple trees that come off the farm there. But I have never been able to get up there when he's getting one cooked. Because I live down here in Campobello, and it's hard to get away from the family, wife and kids, when, you know, it's Christmas time and all. KO4NUE and KK4HYC.
Oh, no, he's going to take a picture and send it over there to me. He likes that Smoky Mountain Grill there.
Telling him he doesn't know how to smoke meat, and it makes him mad when I tell him that. So I'm just aggravating him though, but he'll get the poochie left in a minute.
Hey, Kevin, he said he don't know how to smoke meat. He'll probably reach through the phone and grab hold of
him. He's gonna do this, he's gonna say, "Who told you to say that?" Because he knows I give him a hard time about it.
I tell him what I do to mine and everything. And he tell me he grinds his and everything. I was going with well, I can't even think of his name now. KO4 called mine there. I was going to let him go in there.
ULP. This is KO4NUE. Pick it up, bud. I'm going to step on out. KO4NUE, I'll be clear. Y'all enjoy the afternoon. Hey, KO4NUE. Hey, what's going on, Tom?
With Demetrius and Kevin Bolo over here. She took me out for dinner, and I just come in the car and turned on the radio, and there you are.
Listen, you're your address up on QRZ. Is that correct?
Yeah, 110 Lake Road, but you forgot the PNE on my call sign on that list. You got N2PE, you made me at 1x2. You missed the letter.
New Papa Echo, is that correct?
November 2, please no excuses. Remember, number 2, like the best part of you, please no excuses. Norway 2, Pacific, Norway, England.
Okay. Well, I'm just glad you checked your email. I mean, I'm just excited you did that. So I'll get the roster straightened out, and I got a little something coming in the mail for you too. So I'm gonna clear on out, bud. We're kind of in the middle of QSO there with Alexander and KQ4HYC. So let me step on out. Merry Christmas, y'all. KO4NUE, I am clear.
Okay, 73, and thank you. The computer out back works fine. The one in the house, I'm having trouble with email. 73, be careful. Happy holidays.
4NUE, this is KU4ULP. Chuck, if you got a minute, I got a quick question.
4NUE, go ahead, young man.
Steve told me to ask you how you got the nickname Boomer.
Okay, all right. Well, here we go. So, me and my wife got married, and we came back first week of marriage. We got a Futura pressure cooker for one of our wedding gifts. And I came home from work, and we decided we'd go in there and cook some chicken. We were hungry, so we wanted a pretty quick meal. So my wife said, well, you know, we can put this chicken in this new pressure cooker, and according to this book right here, it'd be done in 7 minutes. So I said, okay, well, I'll fix the salad, and you do the chicken. So she, you know, puts the chicken in there and turned the stove on, and 10 minutes went by, 15, 20, I don't know, probably 25, 30 minutes, and the pressure cooker never jiggled or steam or anything came out of it. It just was nothing. So I picked it up and moved it over to the counter and was going to, you know, try to figure out if the little jiggler thing on top was stuck or what. And when I did and laid it on the counter, the pressure cooker blew the safety plug out of the side of it. There's a little lead plug there. If it builds up too much pressure, it'll blow the plug out. So the plug got blew out and shot up into the ceiling and went through the crown molding, and so basically the pot went boom. So Steve calls me Boomer every time he sees me. But my wife, you know, being a young bride, bless her heart, she can't really boil water without burning it. But she put the chicken in there and didn't put any water in the pot, and it was not a pretty sight. It was just black burnt chicken carcass by the time I got the lid off of the thing. So there you go. That's how I got the name Boomer. So KO4NUE. Pick it up, Alexander.
I heard you tell a little bit of that story before I got my license, but I didn't hear in that much detail. Well, I can now see why you got the nickname Boomer. Well, thanks for satisfying that curiosity for me.
Well, one of these days you'll think that's funny. So have a good one, Alexander. You be safe. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Hey, Chad. Have a good rest of your day. KO4ULP, if another station wants to pick it up. 4ULP, monitoring.